This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome to the Ford Fox NFL Sunday pregame show here in Los Angeles. And indeed, record-wise indeed, Jimmy. All right, folks, still efficient indeed. All right, folks, boy, they look awfully impressive indeed. And folks,
dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. I'm gonna squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. This motherfucker. You believe this? Two days and nights. Me, you mother. My mother. That's what you tell me. Mother, you, huh? Oh God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Charlie M. Ah. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M. You dumb mother.
Kill me.
You mother. You. Frankie, do him a favor.
Got you something to help you with the list. It's a quit smoking tape. Because remember, number 102 harmed and possibly killed people with secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get it? It's got jelly on it.
I showed Catalina where the good yard sales are.
Ever since the first time Catalina cleaned our room, Randy's been making any excuse to spend time with her.
Hey, how much for this tape that helps you quit smoking?
$40.
About $25.
$35.
$30?
$32.
Deal. Hey, say Luke, I am your father.
Luke, I am your father.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C. for 2 days. Do not call me until noon because I will not be there. But call me. We can do something before the weekend is over. And we will be interviewed. I'm only here for 2 days. Rip Taylor, you may have heard of me. I'll call you tomorrow around noon when I get in.
Can share the deed with someone nice as
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Is for everybody, darling, have no doubt.
I'm not dead yet.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy on my Icelandic pony. I travel around in the west. I know all the ways around Snifol's name. Cause that's where my baby stays. Yoo-hoo! I've been to the east and I've been to the west. I've been to the
Look at here, son. I say, son, did you see that hawk after those hens? He scared them. That Rhode Island red turned white, then blue. Rhode Island, red, white, and blue. That's a joke, son. A flag waver.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Unhand those fair barnyard flowers. What's going on here? Don't stand there with your beak open. Say something. Explain yourself. Your tongue's flapping. talking, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out. Scram, that is.
Larry, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
Marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Funkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk. So I just thought it was...
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk. So I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand. What's what about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
I had my experience in Gloucester, Massachusetts. That was tough. And since I got out of that, then I don't fear anything. There was a lawyer, I met him at the bar, and he invited me home, and I was pretty young and not thinking of those things. And he invited me home, telling that he was living in a 300 years old, very nice house, that he was also, out of New England. But invited me for a drink, and as a sailor, I was always going for a glass of whiskey, more than less. And so we got home to him, and then he started to try to kiss me. I just started to ask him about why don't you kiss? Why don't you go with the girls, rather?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I said I asked him just because I knew I had to. We could say defend myself, but not without, you know, getting scared or anything.
Right.
And then we got into a heavy discussion on it all, and that turned out that he said, well, they are smelling so bad. And I never forget that. And then I found out and I learned in the night that his fiance was sleeping, that he was going with the policeman in town, when I left the house, I just left quietly, and I got out without any problem.
Don't hand those fair barnyard flowers. What's going on here? Don't stand there with your beak open. Say something. Explain yourself. Your tongue's flapping, but no noise is coming out of your big mouth. Now get out and stay out. Scram, that is.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits.
That's right. Them,
but they've also won loads of fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Such a nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and Waver?
Oh, no! So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in. Anybody? Are you listening to Don and Mike?
No. Rush Limbaugh.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, WML.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to them before?
Yeah, when they were 105?
Yeah.
Listen to them.
Detect any difference?
Station again. I'm telling you, that was a...
There you go, right there. Acting crazy now, ain't they?
We're just kidding.
Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11.
It should be good.
And I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes, they did. Yes.
You liked having those headphones on, didn't you?
Just for a little while, yeah.
You like radio, don't you?
I like
fun.
Radio.
Well,
anybody who doesn't
right?
like radio.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun. I'm glad for them. We'll see.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television coming up next.
And we'll see you at 11. Have a good evening.
That's how you do it.
You, Rob. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head ass.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it,
but I
like both shows. I think that all of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. Now,
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is. Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your team?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
He's going someplace.
Feel like
I sensed it. You can sense it with that guy. Your radar's up.
That was not, of course, the great Hugh Hamilton.
No, that was not Hugh Hamilton at all.
We are dangerously close to making contact with him, though.
Oh, good.
On this show.
Not the prank caller.
No, the real. I mean, you. You
know,
the DJ, Hugh Hamilton, that guy.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, and out in Sacramento between noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Right today. Here we go. From Pittsburgh, PA. Donnie Ira. Unless you've been to Pittsburgh, maybe you ain't never heard this record. It's a good one. It's called Mid Chart by Donny Iris. I like to be Donny Iris. Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hi there.
Hello.
The song is My Girl.
Hello.
Right. Oh, here
you go. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sorry. I know I was ruining it for you, wasn't I? Humming the bass riff on it.
Could you tell?
Yeah, I can tell by your look. You don't play this very often, and I kind of like that bass part of it.
Don't you own a restaurant? Couldn't you get up any night you want and stand up there and go... Boom, 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 boom.
Not to this song. This would be a tough find. I only find those songs here.
I forgot it. In your place, it's face down, ass up. I'm sorry. Okay.
Not my cup of tea.
Go ahead. Boom, boom, all you like.
It's not the right part yet.
Show me a woman with your heart. glad it brings you joy.
It does. Great deal of joy.
It's a good song.
My goal is to please others. Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your advertising commercial copy script?
You're talking about great. Yesterday.
You liked it?
Right, yesterday, yes.
Megan and Kevin.
Right, good script yesterday, right.
Maybe he'll pop in today. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sexual Mutant. And
what is it, Rob? What? What did I miss?
I was asking Rob, you know, get to the point. What is it?
What is what?
Zit. What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Z-I-T.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the guy's complexion. Not that graphically.
How about you?
It's a good part of the song, too.
Yeah. Oh, I get the inside joke.
Right.
That one of the people that wrote the copy that we read for HBO yesterday that appeared to be like in a writing contest by sixth graders who listened to the show was written in part by the guy who has world-class acne.
Yeah.
Nice enough fella.
Good guy.
Great guy.
But that...
Well, there goes all our fun.
Oh, what do you mean? I've not identified him. You know me? I don't know anybody's
Sometimes
names.
It's a little more fun when it's behind the curtain. You know?
I'm sorry, Mike. I got lost behind the curtain myself for a second.
I mean, if you were Kevin and you were sitting over there, I'd say, let him go on with this little intro, Papa John.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sexual Mutant and all the ships at sea. Now, finally, back on the Bush bandwagon, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Farrell.
You betcha.
Yeah.
We've always been for Bush, you know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Big Bush. Don and Mike show, everybody, and it's a new episode of this Thursday. 0608-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Well, this is the only one. There's the song going to fade off now.
I like that.
Phone number. Main number, 877-365-3636. You can call us at 800-636-1067. And everything else is on our website. The Internet, you can hear us on the Internet there. If you want to email us, you can email us there.
Good.
You can listen to daily downloads of the show there at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wonderful.
Email us anytime you like. Also, we're there on iTunes and all kinds of downloads everywhere. So go ahead, knock yourselves out.
All right, what's popping?
Knock yourselves crazy. You're still on the guy with the with the bad skin.
We had so much fun. We had a little fun off air with that, and then it kind of spilled over because we just can't keep it off air.
That's Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don, I'm from Pittsburgh. I got to say, I appreciate you playing some Donnie Iris for me.
Ah, and I see that the guy's right on area code 412.
Uh-huh.
Remember it well.
You know that the radio station Indians are on up here? I can even get you unless I'm in the middle of North Braddock.
Mm-hmm. North Braddock?
That's where we broadcast out of, North Braddock.
That's the only place you can receive the signal?
That's where I work. I work up in North Braddock at a golf course. The only place I can get it is all the way up here on the hill.
Well, the thought was when we were selecting a station for Pittsburgh, like we select a station, because I'd been there a couple of times and had the pleasure of living and working in radio in Pittsburgh a couple of times, I said, don't give us a station, please, that covers the entire market.
No, please.
You know what? There's this one sweet spot in Braddock.
Right.
Really.
You can sling your golf clubs up there, and you can sit on top of the hill and enjoy the show.
On a hill. And as long as the signal goes to that one sweet spot just outside Metro Pittsburgh, then that's all I care about. If we got a 100 share there in Braddock.
It's a small hill, though. Only one fool at a time.
That's it, my brother. And, there's only like two or three of us white boys in the whole entire neighborhood. So, I'm trying to spread the word.
Well, now, just a second.
Hold on.
Are you insinuating that this show is not multicultural? That it does not appeal?
On the hill.
That this show does not appeal to a wide range of listening tastes?
Being from Pittsburgh, I'm not real sure what insinuating even means.
Now, listen, many people of many colors listen to the show.
Uh-huh. Some hate it, some love it, but they listen.
They do.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. But listen, but between you and I, and totally, but I'm just speaking now to you as one, icy light lover to another.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You're right.
All right. Go Steelers.
the show really is for white people only.
Right.
Shh. Quiet, though.
I'm sorry.
Keep the secret,
I
okay? Can't,
you know what? I've always been told. I was raised by my mama and papa not to remain quiet when something like this is going on.
Keep the secret.
It's a conspiracy.
Go Steelers. Go Steelers. And remember, you're on the right channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for the Fool on the Hill.
The white channel.
The Fool on the Hill is calling you. Anytime I can quote Beatles songs, I'm happy.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Yikes.
Hello?
Okay, he's still there.
He's still, of course he is.
He's
standing perfectly
he's
still.
He's a hanger-oner.
Right.
He's one of those. He's the fish that you want to toss back.
Congratulations on the boat!
he's the fish you want to toss back. But the bottom part of his little fish mouth just will not let go of the hook. And it's like you're screaming at him, I want to let you go.
Right.
But now look what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to pull you back inside the boat, and I'm going to have to pull out.
You have blown your catch-and-release opportunity.
A large electronic tool or a blunt instrument and have my way with you.
You're going to have to fillet him.
It sounds like something happened to me down the south side last week, even.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's all about Pittsburgh with you, isn't it?
Well, that's all I know. I've never been outside of the city before.
It is a good Mike, don't judge the entire city as if you would Pittsburgh. Please.
Don't ask
as if you would Sacramento.
Don't ask me to do something you're not prepared to do yourself. Come on now.
Okay.
I have to. Right. I'm hearing how often do we get Pittsburgh callers?
Well, I'm sure very rarely. I mean, I've got to be probably one of the only.
However, I'll tell you, yeah. Okay. You could use this guy probably as your standard.
Really?
Pittsburghian.
I've been to a lot of sporting events where they have come down to Washington. The Pittsburgh fans are incredibly loyal to their hockey team and their football team.
Well, I'm talking about the people also that just live there. I mean,
well,
my only
experience with Pittsburgh fans are Pittsburgh fans coming down to Washington to enjoy a hockey game. Mm-hmm. That's, and I used to remember the Penguins fans coming to Capitals games when the Capitals were playing well.
How do I put this without insulting another great city? Let me just say this about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, in some ways, is Baltimore with a new coat of paint.
Wonderful.
Okay?
That's a very good description.
Thank
Baltimore.
You.
Baltimore. I was watching our favorite TV show today, Regis, and Regis was reading the new slogan for Baltimore. Do you know what it is?
Oh, hold on. I read it online. It's something like
Baltimore.
Get it out. Get
it
out
on
there.
It.
Get in on it.
Baltimore, get in on it.
You know, and I mean it in this regard. The people of Baltimore are uniquely Baltimoreans. There's no doubt about it. There's no hiding that fact. They love the fact that they're from Baltimore.
Yeah.
They got a nice city.
Pride.
And let me tell you something there, boy.
There's no better accent in the whole United States of America than Baltimore. And I think Baltimore has the greatest accent in the world, hon.
Now, even though they've got the rivalry going with Baltimore, Pittsburgh should know, as a city.
Would this be a Pittsburgh accent we're hearing
on
the phone?
Yes, what this guy should do, is, and everybody listening in Pittsburgh, all 9 or 10 of them, they should turn around and look in the mirror right now, because you know what you are? You're a prettier Baltimore.
This ought to piss him off. I guess the Pittsburgh accent sounds a lot like the Philadelphia accent.
Not even close.
I don't mean prettier in a purely aesthetic stand, like one city's prettier than the other. I just mean in this whole new coat of paint thing. It's like, you know, Pittsburgh is. Let me see. Which city is more evolved, Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Mm.
As far as human evolution, as far as going to a city
Baltimore.
And feeling like you're in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you had to put it that way. Tie goes to the runner. What was that, fat ass?
It's got to be Baltimore. Baltimore's far more evolved than Pittsburgh, but we're traditionalists. We hold on to our roots and our cultural values.
I'm going to give you a round of applause. I like that, and I've just turned on you and the city of Pittsburgh completely by this phone call.
I mean, they are fiercely loyal.
Sure.
They
are loyal. I mean, they really are loyal.
I admire that.
I'm going to ask a loyalty question. During those difficult years for the Pittsburgh Steelers when they weren't winning football games, was the stadium, you know, roaring? Was it kicking ass? Did you have a good fan base?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm only 24, so I don't really remember those times. I mean,
there we go. You know, I'm right back on the other side. I keep flip-flopping because, really, honest to God, D.A., all I wanted to know was, Pittsburgh keep? You're 24. You would have known that if you were 18 when they were, or 19 or 20 when they were losing.
They were good when I was 19. They were winning division titles when I was 19 or 20.
And what Mike is asking is, how were the fans in those days? Were they enthusiastic even when the team was losing?
Oh, my mistake. Absolutely. I mean, we never back off.
All right, I want to, being the official show linguist, I want to say that this accent sounds exactly like a Baltimore accent.
It has different nuances.
Yeah. It does.
It has nuances.
Tough to hear it over the phone.
Yeah, that you would have to talk to a bunch of people from Pittsburgh to really get it down. But it does have its own unique, here we go, Steelers.
Here we go.
Right.
Isn't it the O?
It's kind of like a drawn-out kind of O. Here you go, Steelers.
All right, hold on. I'd like you to repeat something for me. Don't think about it. Just say it after I say it, okay? Nothing bad, but I want you to repeat after me. Can you do that for me, sir?
All right, go ahead.
All right, just tell both of us. Say, grow up, Bozo.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Grow up, Bozo?
Yes.
Okay, he said it.
Okay.
Grow up, Bozo.
All right. Boy, it's pretty close.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for checking in, friend. Bye-bye.
All right, guys.
Like you said a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you. And you're white. Remember, you're white and you're right.
Right on, brother. We're the Yankees. We're number one.
Bye-bye.
We're the Yankees. We're number one. That's a stupid.
Bye-bye.
How dumb a statement is that?
It's a brilliant statement.
Unbelievable. Okay, take care. Take care, Bumblebee.
It's a brilliant statement.
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
I'm from Baltimore, and you guys are 100% correct, man. People up here are not bright at all.
and accent,
there's books. I've seen books in the bookstores about how to translate from Baltimorean to regular English, because it's completely different.
Now, do you live in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm from Baltimore my whole life.
I love that. You know, when somebody sells out their own city when they've grown up there, that's kind of special.
Nice. All right. Thank you.
They don't call us Baltimoreans for nothing.
Yeah, but you got two of the best stadiums in the United States.
But how come you don't talk like everybody else there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Isn't that pathetic, really?
I don't have that Baltimorean slang.
Isn't that pathetic, really? That is how we judge cities in this country. You got two great stadiums.
We have two really beautiful stadiums. We've got the highest murder rate in the country, but boy, do we have a nice football stadium.
Bye-bye.
Bye! Bye-bye.
Love those purple seats. Are they still number one in murder in Baltimore?
I thought they relinquished Detroit. I don't think Baltimore has been number one in murder. I don't think Detroit.
I thought Detroit didn't give it up yet.
No, I thought Detroit didn't have the title for a long time. I know Chocolate City right here was number one for a while.
We were not number one in murder, were we?
Not recently.
D.C.?
Not recently, but
back in the glory years.
Yeah.
Back during the Barry era.
When the Washington Bullets.
Back when Mayor Barry was president of Washington, D.C.
Smiling and sweating.
We're number one.
Number one.
Number one, the murder rate.
Yeah, number one. I don't know who currently holds the title as murder capital of the world.
I bet Buzz can Google it for us right now.
Well, already per capita, D.C. is number one, according to one report I'm seeing.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Per capita.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. I was wondering if the cunning linguist would be able to tell where my accent's from and give us a couple of World Cup predictions.
Incidentally, it would be per capita in his acida. Thank you.
There you go again.
Put a capita in his acida. If you're going to do that. I'm sorry.
Speaking street again. Mike.
There you go again, though. And it's as always, it's all about the butt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well... No, come on now. You got to be fair to me there. I was, bust a cap in his ass. That's the street lingo that I know
Mike,
so well.
But I've been with you and, your gang, the Ruffies.
You mean the butt gang?
Yes.
The Irish butt gang. We wear our satin jackets like the girl does in Million Dollar Baby.
That's where you and Darby O'Gill and all the other little people go out. And what you do is you just shoot people in the ass.
It's a rotating gang that we have. We have different people joining us. Bono comes in occasionally. We have Van Morrison.
But Bono's...
Sinead O'Connor was the only girl that we ever let in.
Bono is very anti-violence.
Well, we let him stay in the Hummer. The stretch Hummer. We let him stay in that when we were doing that. But it was the Irish bust a cap in the ass of that. It was fun, big time fun on the street.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm from England though. You're a little far away.
You're from England.
Yeah, any particular reason you called?
Yeah, I was hoping to get a couple of World Cup predictions from you, even if you give to Monkey.
I'm with Ghana. I'm going with Ghana. I've got all my money on Ghana.
Here's my prediction. Germany gets kicked out before the first round is over.
Yeah, so Ghana will walk in.
What did I read today about the World Cup? That and this is like a serious story, that I don't know, all the countries that are getting together have lists of the other countries' hooligans, as they call them.
Like a death list?
No, it's like
the teams have the list?
No, the countries have the lists. Mm-hmm. And these people are not supposed to be allowed
in the stadium.
Inside these neighboring countries to get inside the stadium.
Do they like check ID when they're going into the stadium or anything?
I guess
like
to
that?
Buy the tickets, I guess it's a little more complicated than that. Wow. But
no, in England you have to you have 2 weeks before your home team plays away, you have to surrender your passport.
And
so they know exactly who's in the stadium.
And the thing that I read today said that they're very upset that the first game is coming up soon, and there's like 13,000 hooligans from one part of England that they can't account for.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And, you know,
wow.
Yeah, you're just talking about fans that are going to act like asses going to a game.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen that it's really gotten – has it gotten better or worse over the years?
It's got better. Now, they're trying – you
what
know,
the, what, the racism?
Not the racism, but I mean the hooliganism, right?
Their racism has got a lot better. Hooliganism is that there's still a few firms that run around together. And the most interesting fact about it is they'll quite happily fight each other, you know, during the regular season. But then as soon as England get together, they'll get together and fight other countries. But it's got better, but it's still not getting stumped out.
So what that tells me is that the only way that the World Cup won't be violent is if the world furnishes a team against aliens. Then all the humans will fight the aliens.
Correct.
We'll have Will Smith leading the charge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Independence Day.
Here's my prediction. In case of war, England will come to the United States for help.
Very good.
That's my prediction.
That is your based on history.
Yes, that's not a World Cup prediction. That's right. Just a prediction in general.
Mm-hmm.
But they say one good turn deserves another. You bailed us out, otherwise we'd all be speaking German now. So
absolutely. Now, listen, we helped you fight Jerry.
What can I say? That's all you needed to say.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good day, my friend, and please do as I do, and enjoy the benefits of fluoride.
Pip, pip, tallywhack up.
Bye-bye.
Nothing like a morning of the World Cup with the England taking on the rest of the world. Have a nice breakfast of boiled kippers and pickles. Okay. Whatever they're eating over there.
Here we go. Murder rates. Murder rates in major cities. This is from racematters.org.
Okay.
Who knows how valid this is. 2002, the most recent year that we could come up with a list for. Yeah. 2002.
Don't they do this every, like, fall?
I can find 2004 by state. This is the only listing by city that I've been able to track so far.
Okay. Well, This would be no longer a problem. New Orleans was number one.
What?
Wow.
And as of 2004, Louisiana still was tops among the states. But
and then,
yeah, they
and then
have
you
changed.
Have Chocolate City, mm-hmm. D.C., then Detroit, then Baltimore.
Okay.
Followed by St. Louis, Chicago, Philly, L.A., Houston, Boston, and New York.
Wow. It's amazing New York is that far down the list.
There you go.
You know, you throw a million police officers in a city and it kind of cools things off.
Seems to.
And in the case of New Orleans now, being as, well, what do they say now? There used to be a million people, now there's maybe a half a million people.
300,000, I think.
Yeah,
wow.
And less than that in actual New Orleans itself.
Right.
What, Rob? Okay, Jackie, joke man.
What did he write?
Number 12 on the list is Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, followed closely by Vienna.
We'll be soon. Yes.
Okay, well, you got
Vienna,
your,
Virginia.
You got your laugh from the boys. Oh, listen, hold on. Before we take more calls and move on, how about the premiere of our brand-new commercial for our brand-new movie?
Yay.
They put it all together finally?
It's put together. It's Sex Men United.
Good.
Let's hear it now together for the first time.
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United. Get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Nobutt.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit, not an entrance.
Strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
Skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
And look, a Wolverine right in my pants.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was that your endorsement of it right there was a okay. Well then, fine.
Okay.
It was a lark.
Okay.
Yeah, all the voices were put together with a music bed. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Can't yell at nobody but myself. Boy, I'm stupid.
I think the writing was delicious.
I think it's fun.
Boy, I'm stupid. You know what's funny?
What's funny?
Shaq.
I don't want to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi. They ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time, it's sexual.
Oh, let me just set this up before I start getting into Shaq. Hotline. You know, I'm so trained to seeing the hotline ring.
I understand. Who do we have on the line, Rob?
Doesn't normally ring.
Who is it?
It's a sales call.
Sales? Can I have the phone?
Yeah. Can you hang on a second? I want you to speak to my husband. Hold on.
We can't.
Oh, it's a wrong number.
Oh, I see.
Too bad.
But the good news is we do qualify for better credit.
Usually when I get those calls at my house, this is the Tropicana Hotel and Casino.
Well, that's because you're Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, boy, it's just they put you into a system and every other day. It's ridiculous.
So the NBA finals start tonight.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Cats. I know you're not big basketball fans.
Yeah, but I plan on growing my hair into little bangs to go right over my eyebrows in honor of Mark Cuban.
I'm telling you, the NBA is really, really back. It's not a bunch of punks as it was for a while. You got great teams and great players, and this is going to be a good series. And the best thing about this series is
pretty exciting. I mean, geographically, you got Miami, you got Dallas, not bad.
But the best thing is that Shaquille O'Neal, every single day
will give a quote.
Will be given a platform to speak on.
That's great.
And
he likes the microphone.
Oh. He wears great outfits. He has outstanding entourages. He has a big, gigantic walking stick that he walks with. As you know, he's some type of deputy sheriff down in Broward County in Miami.
He's catching pedophiles.
Right. And we'll get into this later because I love hearing Shaq talk.
Yep.
Here he is talking about how he catches online predators. Shaq.
I don't like to give up my secret, but I just come on and say hi. They ask how old I am, and then they get right into it. 98% of the time, it's sexual. Right away. And once they want us to meet them in a certain location, we will be there.
So you need a translation on that.
Yeah, kind of.
All the time. I'm very good. I like to get them online within 5 or 6 seconds and get a plane for them to come down and meet me. I'm doing it now.
And then you hear the de-ling. That Shaq actually getting something
from
someone.
What's the one where he said he was the best? He was the best when he started. He's the best now. Right? It was something like that? He was the what?
The baddest.
The baddest.
The baddest.
Always been the baddest.
Oh, hold on. Yeah,
when
hold
he was
on.
18, 19.
That's on a different disc. Hold on a
even
second.
Even today.
Here he is. Here's Shaq.
Every age, I was the baddest. So when I came in at 19, I was the baddest. When I was 20, I was the baddest. Every age I go to, I'm still going to be the baddest.
I agree. I love hearing him speak.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching him talk. I love everything he's got to say.
This is a really good one.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live.
Liver is bigger than live.
Well, let it go. It goes on.
I know. I know it does. Come on. You're ruining R-O-O-N-I-N-G.
Ruining.
You're ruining everything.
Ruining.
You're ruining everything.
Ruining.
I'm setting up. We got about 8 of these.
Miami has always been a live city. If you go liver, that's bigger than live. If you go live-ish, that's bigger than live-er. Hey. I'll make Miami the livester city in the world.
Livester.
L-I-V-E-S-T-E-R.
That's it. That's how you spell Livester.
See, you know what?
Livester.
You, my friend Rob, you big head, you just don't know how to keep it in your pants. That's why you got two kids. Really, that's why. You know, you can't keep it in your head.
I think that's fabulous.
There's lots of shacks.
Good.
Speak.
Wish we could get old Mark Cuban back on the show, too. That would be fun. Does he still like us?
He did not reply to our last email.
Oh, that's
simple
a shame.
That.
Well, probably because Beth Ann didn't call him.
Ah.
She was the one. She was one of Beth Ann's few go-to can-gets.
He was, you mean? I mean, Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban.
Yeah,
was,
yeah. She, mm-hmm. she had some sort of special relationship with him.
I'll say.
I think it was cyber sex, maybe.
Perhaps they were doing that. Maybe even phone sex.
Is your microphone broken?
Well, it's not broken. It's just not attached to the stand, and I have to do that during the break, but I'm more comfortable holding it than trying to repair it
while
we're on the air.
Can I just say you're a trooper that I didn't even know that you were going through this problem? And you know
what? There was a little rustle, just a tiny little slightly audible rustle, but I'm very, you know, especially, you know, when I became aware that I was making noise with my water bottle when I would talk before I would pull it away from my mouth.
What are you doing now?
I've been very, very careful.
I think by doing that...
Yes.
And by being so thoughtful that I didn't even notice that it didn't begin, I think perhaps you are actually treating others the way that you would like to be treated.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That you know nice. What? It's one thing just to do that and feel good about yourself. Uh-huh. It's another to be recognized by your peers.
That's right.
When you do that, you feel really good when you're acknowledged by that.
Special.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Drops the mic.
Thank you.
What happened to it?
I let go, it came off its stand. It was loose anyway, and I went the wrong direction when I was trying to tighten it, and I hit my little mute button, and unfortunately it dislodged from the mic stand. And what's real fun is that when I let go of it,
yeah,
and it doesn't just hang down. When I let go of it, it actually turns away from me like that. That's the way it happens. I have to turn it back over here to hear it. If I let go of it again, it goes away.
Well, just remember, just two more weeks. Yeah. Two more weeks, and we torch this joint.
Yeah. Really?
Two more weeks, we torch this lollipop stand.
Then we'll move into the new one, and how long before we crap that up?
Well, that is totally up to us.
Well,
how long we decide to work
Hello.
There.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I am very disappointed in you, Don.
Oh,
you
know, this is, we're piggybacking on.
Yes. All the way back to yesterday's show.
Why?
He's cussing in Spanish. We can't.
Oh, not good.
Well, yeah. Thank you, though. Thank you, amigo.
I had no idea. I thought he was speaking fake language there.
Mm-hmm. Me knowy knowy. But no. thank ye.
Mm-hmm.
Yui.
El, thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
El Gracias.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
What's going on?
Hey,
this
yo.
Tony from Baltimore, a black man who listens to the show religiously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing there, Rob?
Hi.
And another thing is that y'all got to remember that accent, I can't even do that accent that y'all do. That's from Dundalk. That's like the... Poor white trash, if I can say that on the radio.
Yes, you can.
Now listen, go ahead and try to distance yourself from it. But I want to tell you that accent is everywhere in Baltimore. Through all of the various...
You get it through
crannies.
The inner city. You get it through Dundalk. I mean, it's not just Dundalk. I mean, you get it all over Baltimore.
I'll tell you the one thing that I've not seen, and it's something that does make me laugh even to this day, occasionally on TV if I'm really caught off guard, is when a brother comes on and he has a real thick British accent.
Like Lennox Lewis
cracks you
up. Or like in a James Bond movie, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden he walks in the room and a brother, big tough brother staring there goes, hello, James, how are you? It's like, oh, I fall down laughing. Now, listen.
I can do that accent before I can do the Baltimore.
That's what I was going to say.
Look at Marty Bass.
I have.
Talk like that, but Marty does.
I have never, ever met a black person from Baltimore who's got the, and I'm not doing my whole, hello there, how right. are you? I'm really talking about that, hello, Baltimore accent.
Oh, you mean a brother with a real Baltimore accent?
Yeah, I've never met or heard a black man or a black woman.
There's got to be somebody out
I would
there.
Think.
A brother
bring that person to us. We'll give them a cash prize.
Please.
I bet you won't find one.
No, you know, you might be right about that.
I know it. I've been living there all my life.
Hello there, hon. You've never heard a brother say, you know, I'm gonna go Downey Street and go to the Bromo Seltzer Tower.
To me, it's an
ultra white.
That would be a great oddity, like for the Believe It or Not Museum at the end of the boardwalk in Ocean City. You know, just a black guy.
There must be one.
Who talks with a Baltimore accent.
Hey there, have you bought that new 50 Cent record yet?
There's got to be at least one.
Man, I'll tell you, I'm driving down the street. You can't argue with my spinners.
We had a Helota accent a lot more than we had a Danny Ocean accent.
And yeah. Hello, hon. I'm going downtown with all my homies. Man, look at that fly. You are fly.
Oh, my, my. Hello there.
Word, my brother.
Where am Marty Bass?
See, it just... Where is Marty Bass?
Marty Bass. I can understand. That's why.
Hello there.
This guy's saying Dundalk.
Dundalk. Where am Marty Bass? Hello there.
This am
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Face down, ass up.
Baltimore.
Dundalk.
All right. All right,
thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Thank you. Good call.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hey. One more, and we must break. Hello.
Yes, it's what? You, sir.
Really?
Go ahead.
It's just seconds ticking away. We'll never get back.
Mm-hmm. Hey, black guys from Baltimore do have an accent, but it's different. It's not the white guy accent. They say computers. They go do. They say I'll come through. It's a little bit different.
Where are you from, Baltimore?
Right outside of Baltimore.
See?
Okay.
You've destroyed your credibility. Yeah. He's probably from Dundalk.
We need to hear more. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's a 301. That could be Baltimore, maybe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hi.
You'll never find a black man with an accent from Baltimore. It's a corrupted accent from Cornwall, England.
Thank you, honey.
Let's examine the racial undertones of this call.
Now,
no racial undertones.
It sounds a little odd. Look at Rob stroking his beard. Rob examine the racial undertones here.
I think she's right about the origin.
Yeah, but what does that matter? Because if her argument was true, you would not have Lennox Lewis speaking the way he does.
Exactly.
Are you saying the accent came over when people first emigrated to Baltimore?
Precisely.
Hello, hon. I'm a queen of England.
Well, then, hold on. Well, what about, just playing devil's advocate, what about the people who move, let's say, to the South, Charlotte, somewhere, Atlanta, from New York? And not that they have the strong, New York accent, but by the time they've lived down South for a while, you know, before you know it, they're starting to do that. Hey, how y'all doing?
I have heard brothers with a strong New York accent.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that.
Right, right.
Definitely heard that. But you don't hear the Baltimore accent, per se. But I think you could.
Yeah, ma'am, I think what you say might have held water 400 years ago, but not so much anymore.
Oh,
hurt you to say that,
Rob. Go to the Eastern Shore and listen.
What's that?
Only if you'll meet me there.
All right, so hold on. When we go to the Eastern Shore, will we hide and listen to the blacks?
No.
What will we do then?
No,
I mean, how else will I know this?
You know, every dialect in the United States comes from another country, is based on another country of origin.
And the people who settled this part of the country from Baltimore and on down the east...
People who settled the part in Baltimore
are dead.
Were from all over Europe.
And honey,
just like every other major industrial United States city.
Honey, the people that settled Baltimore are D-E-A-D. The people who live there now... are people who are, generally speaking, born in America and maybe moved to Baltimore from another city.
And it's been handed down over the years, and more cultures have intermingled.
It's been what?
It's been handed down and corrupted.
Maybe that's the word I'm having trouble
corrected.
With.
Corrupted.
Corrupted.
Oh, corrupted.
Corrupted,
corrupted
she's saying.
She's saying.
It has been corrupted, like it's been ruined.
Well,
right?
It's changed.
Okay, so you're not mad at the blacks, you're mad at the whites.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah, but also saying that it originated in one particular area of the United Kingdom is
and when
not
you, when you're talking about
on.
Corrupted, I guess you mean like, you know, hello. Is that what you're talking about by corrupting? Not saying hello, saying hello.
Yes.
Okay, that corrupting of the language.
Hello, hon.
Who's guilty of that?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Right. Except the blacks.
Right.
Now.
What?
There were very, very few black people in Cornwall at that time.
Okay, for the last time, just let me...
This is a very interesting conversation. Getting curiouser by the moment.
Make one small point with you, and if I'm an idiot, please tell me.
Okay.
If you get someone who lives in an area long enough, regardless of their skin color, don't you think that after a while, even if there's only, let's say, in Baltimore, 300,000 or 400,000 black people, don't you think that out of the 300,000 or 400,000 of them, some of them would have picked it up just from speaking to people in everyday life?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But just to make it clear, your corruption of the English dialect, that was not a result of African-American people. That's a result of everybody coming into it. But, you know, and I think if you listen to it, you know, I haven't studied the origins of the dialect, but it is kind of, hello, is very close to, hello.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, so it's kind of a Cockney English.
Yeah, it is. It's like, but with a touch of retard.
Yeah, well, that, over the years, that would be the corrupted part.
That's what
part.
We do in America.
But do you or do you not agree that it would be a good contest to find, and now that's what's become a contest, to find a black guy and a black gal who both speak with a pronounced, natural Baltimore accent?
Oh, that'd be great.
Don't you think there's one or two?
Is it natural, though? Is the Baltimore accent in and of itself natural?
If you are
Is
rounded,
any accent really natural?
If you are rounded
Growing
enough,
up, we mimic what we hear.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Mimic. Uh-huh.
And that is why I would think that you would find a brother with a real Baltimore accent. I think it's definitely possible.
Then let's find him.
Growing up in
Please.
A, in a,
then
in a
let's find
like
him.
That.
For those of you around the country who don't know that Baltimore accent.
Not nearly
accent,
as common as like a New York accent, but
no.
You could probably, I would say you could find that.
Got to be.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either.
I've never heard it.
I mean, normally the people you hear it from are the people that look like Marty Bass, but didn't Marty Bass say that he's not from Baltimore originally?
I don't know.
Didn't he tell us that one time?
What about his half, he has a half black brother. What's his guess? Leroy. Leroy Bass.
Leroy
Bass.
That's the man we need to find.
All right,
find
honey.
Find this man.
Find this man.
Okay, are we done with you?
Fine.
What, hello?
Did you enjoy your visit?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay.
I love you guys.
Thank sure you. You do. Everybody seems to.
You're God.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's very nice.
You're damn right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for corrupting our show.
With her corrupt Daisy.
Thanks for calling. Fat ass.
That wasn't nice.
I don't know why you had to use that kind of language.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dirty bird.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, there are blacks in Baltimore with that accent.
There are blacks in Baltimore with that accent.
That's a silly show.
It is a silly show, isn't it?
There are blacks in Baltimore. And Balmer with that
Balmer,
accent.
B-A-W-L-M-E-R.
Well, have one of those folks call the show. That'd be I think that'd be an interesting contest.
Uh-huh.
Never heard it.
First person to call in?
Please.
That can convince us.
Yeah, that they're black and that they have a natural Baltimore accent will win a fabulous
prize. Yeah, because
prize.
I think it's absolutely true. And more than one.
Right. Oh, and hold on. Someone just did a Google. And Marty Bass, who's a TV weatherman up there, friend of ours, is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
I'll be darned.
So glad I remembered that.
It's something that he, like, kind of grew into there, boy.
Well, as that woman said, if you're around it all the time, I think really you can. I know people that go on vacation, like Madonna, and come back with a, and I'm not talking about the singer, I'm talking about Mrs. French.
She can go outdoors and pick up an accent.
What's wrong with that phone? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Brandon. I'm calling from Baltimore. I'll let you know right now, you ain't going to find no black man or woman that got a real Baltimore accent. They got a whole totally different accent.
Well, but don't you think it's possible?
One or two?
I mean, how long have you lived in Baltimore?
I lived in Baltimore all my life, and I got the same accent everybody else got.
But
that other black man and woman got, and we do not talk.
But hold
white people were in Baltimore.
I'm not asking about the people you know. I'm saying, don't you think it's possible that a brother could have a Baltimore, one of those Baltimore accents that we joke about all the
Couldn't
time?
Couldn't it have rubbed off on him after his entire life?
No, I know people that live in Dundalk. I know people that live in Glen Burnie, and they do not talk like that. And they live in Glen Burnie.
Well, now I'm getting
it. All their life.
Would it bother you if you heard a brother talk like that?
Oh, no, I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're all on the
That's
same page.
What we're doing.
Let's have the contest. Let's find the first black man and the first black woman who are from Baltimore and speak with true pronounced Baltimore accents.
White folks and black folks weighing in from the city of Baltimore down that it just ain't going to happen.
Don't think so.
Not exactly like the phones are ringing with possible candidates right now.
Apparently it's impossible.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Don't underestimate the power of a quality mimic calling
Hello.
In. Hello.
Not a mic show. Hello.
Because, you know, everybody loves to do that accent.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Lynn. I'm a black man, and I'm from Baltimore.
Okay.
Bye!
Not even a tan.
Let's break here. It'll help us later. And let's get Mike's microphone fixed.
Yeah.
And don't forget. Yeah. The first black man, the first black woman from Baltimore. Uh-huh. Maybe just be a one-show offer.
Right.
Like, we got 200 bones.
Where are you on a skilled impressionist calling in that might be able to? We can't be duped.
Listen, Obi-Wan, they will not be able to break through our shield. They absolutely will not be able to All break right. through the shield.
This is quite a little quest we're having the beginning of the show.
And just remember, we seem to be on a good roll today, but if the show does seem to get slow at any moment, mm-hmm. we do have that sex men spot that we can go
Thank
to.
God.
You're disappointed in it.
At any time.
I'm sorry you were disappointed in it.
No,
what do you think would have made it better? I have my own selfish theory
you
about
have made it.
Made
it better? Just to have mentioned it and just moved on.
Moved on.
Moved on.
Yeah.
Not actually produced it and had it made to play on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Right, well, go ahead. I'm open to this from you, of course.
Sound effects. And perhaps some music change, one or two, instead of just the music. But that, you know, I didn't do that when I did them. You know what? So I'm not going to throw rocks at anybody.
Well,
it's just that, you know, they're wizards now with those digital
things.
You'd
have to throw rocks at Rob Spielberg.
Rob put the whole thing together?
Well, I think he actually was so anal that he got the real music.
Okay, now he gets points for that. That's good. That's a good thing. I kind of liked it.
But I didn't think anybody
I would have liked some, like when the people are delivering their lines, maybe you have some sort of sound effect. You know, I don't know.
Was a throwaway, actually.
It was.
There you go.
A throwaway. Rob, I'm not. If you put that together, don't.
I did not.
Okay. Oh, no. Johnny, was it you?
Yeah.
Johnny, I think it's good.
No, but what kind of sound effects? I can tweak it up. I can make it sound.
Yeah, you know you can. I mean, you're the wizard with that thing. You know, but I don't know whether Don's interested in having it tweaked up at this point anymore.
Aren't you sick? I'm taking my breath. Aren't you sick?
Yes.
Yeah, are you cold? Are you really cold, sick, or just run down?
Get out of here. Go. No, Rob called me, gave me the heads up this morning, said, John is sick.
Nothing worse than a summer cold. What was that? You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He held his breath for a while.
Okay.
John has rabies.
Ah.
There you go.
I really did. That's retarded. That I really did hold my breath while he came into the room, because whatever came out of his mouth
He's
or his
just
nostril.
Just now getting
was,
to
yeah,
Not going to change my greeting to John like each and every day when I go by his office.
What's that?
European cheek kiss. One on the right, one on the left. And then I walk down to my
You're
office.
You're going to break his heart.
I know. Greetings, Johnny boy. Johnny boy is such a good boy.
You know, since he walked in the room.
Do you really think you?
You're coming down with something.
No, I don't.
All right. You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Really. Really, I feel great.
I think I've talked to everybody around here, and everybody's kind of run down.
Oh, not me.
Not you.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Allergies are horrible.
Is that what
I feel
is?
Great.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wow. Whatever it is that you've got just, like, went down my throat like a pile driver.
You really think that he walked in here and you caught his cold? You cough like that every day.
Not like that.
Yeah, but that's the same thing you cough like when you cough.
But I wasn't coughing.
You really think he gave it to you?
Not like that.
No, I'm kidding, of course. I know.
I'll just stand out in the hall and use the microphone from now on.
He definitely had to hang
I did actually hold my breath. That was true. When he came in the room, I did hold my breath.
I think what they say is you just don't want to touch him. And I know that's pretty difficult for all.
That's going to be tough today.
Yeah, just the germs should stay in the other room.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hope you feel better.
You know what you want to be aware of?
What's that?
If you go outside,
what?
The handle of the door now.
Yeah.
That is just a petri dish. Every day. You ever feel behind that handle when you're pulling that open and it's like there's gribblies back there? Rob is swabbing it. Swabbing it with isopropyl alcohol.
And I apologize if you're one of the people that's ever caught me coming out of the bathroom. I'm a little germ-phobic coming out of our bathroom that after I wash my hands.
Uh-huh.
Really, the last thing I want to do is touch that door.
Right.
So what I do is I always kick the door open
right.
with my foot, and sometimes it's not the most gentle of kicks.
I will wash my hands with a paper towel, and I will open the door with another fresh paper towel.
I use a surgeon's elbow to push the door open.
You know, he was going to jump right in there. You know that? He's got it. He's got to get his thing in there. Yeah. Let us know just how sterile his genitals are. That's the agenda, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, wash them down.
That is the agenda.
Sometimes twice a day.
Here you go. A nice long soak.
Uh-huh. You really wash your balls twice a day?
No. I'm kidding.
Yeah, and he never shares his hookah.
We were on that track.
How many times a day do you wash your balls?
Well, usually just once, I think, when I shower.
I usually...
But for a very long time.
Once a week.
I'm with you, pal.
Yeah. Time is of the essence. And I speak to them. I go, if I'm curt with you, it's because time is of the essence.
Look at fancy boy over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He lingers longer.
We're in there having the discussion. I use the surgeon's elbow.
Right.
Yes. And then I swab my whole body with alcohol.
That's right.
I wax.
I actually take a shower in Purex.
Soaking doesn't help.
Bacteria-killing alcohol.
You know, that is the difference between being a man and being a woman, besides the obvious ones, is that generally speaking, pretty much, unless it's like going to church or something, you can say to a guy, you know what? Wow, we got tickets to a great play. You got to be dressed and ready to go in 15 minutes. You know what the guy will say to you?
All right.
See you in 10.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See you in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problemo.
All right, what is your average shower time? I mean, you know, your average, when everything is going well and you have...
Like three minutes, maybe?
3 minutes in the shower?
I mean, in the shower? Uh-oh, go ahead, mock me. Oh, excuse me.
No,
I'm sorry, Buzz.
No.
I'm sorry that I don't reenact the scene from American Beauty. When I'm standing in there...
You should consider it.
...to spend more time. But you don't think that that's an adequate amount of time?
Are you tweaking it? Is it more like maybe five to eight minutes for you? Mm.
Yeah. No, it's like one song. It's really I don't see the need. I get in there. Right. I wash.
Right.
I mean, and for those of you wondering, yeah, I wash my butt too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it's like it's wash. It's
right.
What's the freaking point?
I'd say I'd be eight to ten minutes.
Eight to ten. What's to do? I mean, it's like
and when I really want to take some time. That's just being under the water. I like being under the water, but that's
right.
only when I can. You know, maybe on a weekend. If I have the time just to chill out. But the average, but I can do it in five, probably less than five.
I'd say probably three. How long for you over there, Jungle Jim?
I can probably do it in 10, but I usually take 20, 25.
25?
I also have a shaving mirror, so I shave, shampoo, condition. That's the whole thing.
25 minutes.
I shave outside of the shower.
Right.
Hold on, faggot. 25 minutes
yeah.
to take a shower?
Yeah. I like a long shower. Some people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
My uncle, man. Wow. I remember that in my family. God rest his soul, my Uncle Ted would come into town. My mom would start sweating about Uncle Ted coming to town. If he was coming in on a Friday, on Wednesday, she would already be warning us about the water in our house because we had a small hot water heater. My mom would start telling us on Wednesday that on Friday morning when Uncle Ted was here, we had to take like 1 minute showers because Uncle Ted would be in there for 40 minutes.
Right.
You know what? But you know what?
That's Buzz.
He was a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was all about the, you know, you ever see doctors scrub for surgery
yes,
where they
I have.
Take like 15, 20
but
minutes
Buzz is not
just
a doctor.
On their hands?
Buzz is not a doctor, though.
Or
is
am I?
Yeah, where is he? Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Buzz just shot me a look when I said 3 minutes. Really? And not so much
well,
a look like.
I hear 6 minutes on the berries alone.
It wasn't. Yeah. Is that too long?
Rob, how long for you?
You know, probably like 90.
90 minutes?
No, 90 seconds.
Minutes. 90 minutes.
Yeah. But I shave and wax.
I shave and wax.
And what are we talking about, Rob? It's not a shower with you. It's always a soak.
It is.
It's always a tub. It's a big old cloth.
And with
the tub.
And
same water all week.
Rob inherited the same tub used by President Howard Taft.
I'm going to go very old school on you. You know, Rob taking a shower is like, do you remember what's the movie with Clint Eastwood? Escape from Alcatraz.
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. When he's, the first time he's in the shower, and the big guy standing next to him looks at him and starts rubbing himself. There's a big guy
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Rob. I mean, big guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got that prison look.
Big guy with kind of the huge forehead that almost closes his eyes.
Yeah, like our boy back
yes,
here.
Very good.
I mean, gosh, I think his name might be Bear.
Bear.
Or something like that. Or, you know, big tough guy. I mean, like,
prison.
I'm looking for someone to help me out. Just standing there, just rubbing himself. That is what Rob is like in the shower.
Yeah, I've got a big community shower, and everyone in the street comes by.
And then, as I recall, it's a great moment, because I've not seen the movie for a long time, but I think Clint Eastwood looks at him and almost gives him a smile, like, hi there, and approaches him like he's going to kiss him, and then just beats the crap out of him.
That's how you do it.
It's bringing all those memories of watching. I watched The Shawshank Redemption last night. It's on the high-def channels.
It was on the high-def channel, right.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Hard to walk away from that one.
Almost impossible.
Thank God Shaq's on TV tonight.
Yes.
Thank God.
The finals.
Shaq, the wisdom of Shaq on tonight. Oh, you know what we got to do? We got to break. When we come back, hold on. Gosh, we spent a lot of time talking about nothing. But I guess that's what the show's about.
There you go.
Not to get all serious on your ass, but just for one moment, catching this guy, this bad guy that we caught today.
Oh, I mean, next to Osama, this is the number two guy to get,
right?
It's the guy that did some of those beheadings personally. This is a great deal. This is fantastic.
I understand that. I understand that. My question is, how do you think Bush is handling it? I saw him today on the Today Show. He was on every channel today.
Right.
And he appeared to be under control. He just came out and gave a statement.
Mm-hmm. That's his public persona.
Didn't do any of that whole, string him up, cowboy, bang, bang, we're going to get you stuff.
Bring it on, anything like that, right? Mission accomplished.
None of that stuff. So I guess the question is in our next segment.
Yes.
You know what am I? Who am I kidding? We don't want to do a serious segment on this show. But when we come back, we'll talk about catching the number two guy in Al Qaeda.
Do you think you can do what you usually do? Bring out the real guy.
Yeah.
Get his innermost.
That would be great.
Why should we waste time talking to listeners? Listeners who should be out there trying to find black men and black women who speak with Baltimore accents.
Correct.
Right. We can talk plenty on our own about catching this guy and what this means for the war.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, how Bush was on TV today.
Exactly.
Good.
And I know just the person. I know just the person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
His name is George. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hello, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, well, I don't care about Mike. I don't care too much for him.
Oh, now, come on, that's just not nice.
I don't feel the same way about you. I've hardly formed an opinion.
Bye!
There you go, that's just...
Well, what a shame he had to be cut off.
I shall not take that. Nor would you.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Baltimore's number one in DD, too.
For if you stab me, does Mike not bleed?
Do I not bleed? Does the blood that flows, is it the same? Yes, I say pithy, yes.
Pithy.
I can't go boiling with
you. I can't go boiling with you, Ralphie boy.
Bang. Not. I want to go boiling.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oh, turn the radio down. Turn it down. Big knob, left.
Down. I got
down.
It down.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I think we're in trouble, man, that we caught the number two guy and we killed him. I think the U.S. is in big trouble, man. What do you guys think?
Well, what are you talking about?
Hold on. I was just doing a setup to a bit. Do you really think we're doing a real, call-in thing?
Why are we in trouble?
I'm just trying to set up the fact that Mike's going to be Bush next.
Yeah, there's somebody to take his place. You know, we're in big trouble, man. There's going to be something going on, 9/11 is coming up again, so I'm scared. I am scared.
Okay, well, good. Be scared. Hide.
Be scared. That's what they want you to be.
Be very scared.
You guys...
I'm sorry that I was so proficient that you thought we were actually going to get serious. No, let me just lay it out for you.
Okay.
I think you'll like the next segment. I'm talking to you now on the phone.
So you guys are not afraid? Mike, you're not afraid?
Nope.
Oh, man, you should be.
No.
Well, hey, why should we be?
Because now, they got to get us. You know they don't like Americans.
Retaliation.
Well, you and she go there?
No, like they weren't trying to get us before?
Right.
Why don't you go to Canada? Go to Toronto.
Well, no, see, Canada, they just foiled that big thing up there.
That's why I said that.
Oh, yeah.
How many minorities in Canada?
Well, I'm sure they have plenty of minorities in Canada.
Yes, they do.
Okay. When I said that we were going to have a serious talk, I was kidding. It was a... admittedly lame segue to get into the next segment with Mike about President Bush on TV today.
We're keeping it light, sir.
I'm scared. I'm very scared for my life.
Boy, this is me. I tell you, I'm seeing a very large book open its cover right now.
Hold on. Two words again, and I think you'd be perfect, because we're going to be in this war for a while. Human shield.
Yeah, we got a human shield right here.
I mean, I think we know that our guys and gals over there, that they don't have the proper body armor.
Right.
That the Humvees are not right, that they're going out there without the proper equipment. What we need are guys like this.
Yeah, a couple of tarred zombies to put out in front of the front lines.
And what you've got to do is go through your neighborhoods now, and you've got to identify the people who you think would make the best human shields.
I think we got a perfect candidate for a human shield right here.
And I think we handle it just like the government. We go to the family, and we say, guess what? Here's a $100 tax rebate.
That you've been selected.
Brilliant.
You got to sell it that way by saying, you've been selected. Your son has been selected.
I have a serious question for you guys, though. Serious.
A serious what?
Serious. Serious question.
Right,
did you say a serious question?
Serious question.
How come you're having difficulty pronouncing the word question?
I don't know. I'm just scared. I fear for the youngsters because I think they will be drafted.
Now you fear the draft.
I fear the draft.
I believe the children are our future.
You can't go around being afraid.
You're right, Buzz.
So stop.
I'm scared.
I wish you knew the rest of that song.
The only thing we have to fear,
I believe the
is
children
bad
are
callers.
Our future. La 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 la.
I'm so scared. I'm scared. I really think I might leave America.
Good.
Well,
bye. Good. Goodbye.
Take your advice and go to Canada.
Okay, good. You're done. It was very funny.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming on the show.
See you later.
Oh, see.
Bye.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Teach them all the beauty they possess inside.
It's a second Pittsburgh caller of the opening segment.
I was not from Pittsburgh, Mike.
I just felt like saying that.
Hello. Give them a sense of pride.
I heard an accent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, the whole thing with the Baltimore accent, and Mike can probably attest to this, in New York, black people just don't pick up like a Boston accent or New York. I don't think any of them would have the Baltimore.
No, here's where we got to disagree. And thank you for referring to them as them.
They.
We've heard.
I made a point about the fact that I've
them
heard brothers
in New Jersey.
Yes, lots of brothers have New York, heavy New York.
Although I would
really?
Say that I would probably agree with this guy. I don't know that I've ever heard, and I don't ever go to Boston, so I don't know. Like I go to Baltimore, I've never heard a brother talk with that Pocatka. In the yard.
I don't think I have either. I don't. I think that
might be a good show too.
I think that would be close. Not as much for whatever reason. Not as much as Baltimore, though.
I think that Baltimore accent mostly comes from the Dutch settlers that were on the eastern shore. So I don't know if
here we go.
Jesus Christ!
Here we go.
Another amateur historian here.
Another scholar.
Oh, the Dutch settlers.
I think they were the Dutch masters.
Golfers.
The Dutch master debaters that they had actually.
They were good.
Wonderful. Constant arguing, bickering.
They always paid their own check at restaurants.
Not a mic. Hello. Hello. And don't forget how they got around. Their double Dutch bus.
Right? And then, of course, it'll be all in the same bed, lifting the sheets up and flicking them over others' heads.
Dutch oven. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Last call here. Hello.
Yeah, you are saying something earlier about where Marty Bass.
And each one of those people that would have dinner would always bring their mother's brother with them.
Who's that?
Their Dutch uncle.
What's a Dutch uncle?
What is a Dutch uncle, Rob?
I don't know, but I'm familiar with the phrase.
It's a phrase. What does it mean, though? I know there's a phrase, your Dutch uncle. That's your Dutch uncle. But what does the phrase mean?
I don't know.
See, I should come up with, if I'm using it, I should have that right on the tip of my tongue.
It's like the spelling bee. Can you use it in a sentence, Mike?
Right. You know.
I mean, I'm sure you can, but
I'm your Dutch uncle. You know what I think it is? And I'm just going to speculate here.
Right.
I would assume because Dutch treat involves paying, for two people paying. I would assume your Dutch uncle is not your uncle by blood, but somebody that maybe is an uncle figure and takes care of, money.
You're Bart's Dutch uncle because he calls you Uncle Mike.
That might be true, but I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
No.
You find it out, Buzz?
One definition says a person who sternly lectures, comments, or criticizes with unsparing severity.
Well.
Your Dutch uncle.
That's right. All right. There you go.
That's, he's looking at me again. Carry over from yesterday's show. Yes, that's what I do all right. the time.
Are you still there, guy who sounds like you're calling from Mars? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, yes, Apollo 13, come in. You're breaking up. Hello.
I'm here.
Yes.
You were asking or mentioning earlier what the origins of Marty Bass was.
He's from Lexington, Kentucky.
I think, covered that.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Ask and answer.
We covered it.
Well, I'm listening to you on the Internet. You guys are like 10 pounds lighter and 2 hours behind. But there's one thing you guys didn't mention a long time ago about the second mistake that View made with Rosie O'Donnell, what the first big mistake was.
What are you rambling and babbling about? What?
Are you getting Rosie O'Donnell mixed up with TV star Leah Remini?
No. You know, originally when they put that Hasselbeck in there, they went over Jamie Presley for that spot. They thought that Hasselbeck was a better choice.
I believe he's
How
talking...
do we get on a discussion of The View?
I believe he's talking about The View.
Huh.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so you're saying what? We reported that Rosie O'Donnell got the job, right?
Correct. And you said how stupid of a move you guys were down on that, which everyone agrees with. But I think an even stupider move was putting Hasselbeck. The choices were between Jamie Presley at that time and Hasselbeck, and they put Hasselbeck in there, which is an even stupider move than Rosie O'Donnell.
And this has been troubling you for some time.
Obviously.
Hasselbeck's a sweet piece of ass.
Yeah, but so is Jamie Presley. So I kind of, as much as I hate to say it, I kind of see his point. I would rather be watching Presley every day than Hasselbeck, if that indeed is true.
And Hasselbeck comes off as some sort of, my S doesn't stink, whereas...
How often do you watch The View?
I stopped watching it about a year ago.
Really?
How old are you, sir?
54.
How old?
54.
54.
54.
You know, I was thinking, sir...
How long, Mike's tired of holding his microphone. How long since your last hot meal?
Half an hour.
How long since your last solid BM?
Oh, a couple.
Couple hours.
2 hours. Couple months.
Couple hours.
How long since you last were with a woman who was actually there of her own free will?
Oh, probably a week and a half.
Week and a half. Yeah, it might be time to revisit that. Is she still available for you?
Right up in the basement.
All right,
anytime he wants.
Good talking to you, old man.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your input.
That was fun.
Our Dutch uncle.
That's our Dutch uncle right
Bye-bye
there.
Bye now.
All right, I'm going to brush now.
We were just sternly lectured.
There you go.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Bye!
That was perfect.
Oh, wow.
No idea.
Yeah, that was perfect, Mike.
Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was talking about the football player.
Right.
For Seattle.
That's right. Just continue. He's listening on the Internet. I always said, them computers, they eat your brain from the inside.
Right back. Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.